T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We are on the phone with New York State Senator Chris Jacobs, and Senator, Governor Cuomo signed into law the Nuisance Call Act, which I know went through the Consumer Protections Committee, which you are a part of, and I want to get your thoughts on this bill that the governor signed, which would close some loopholes when it comes to telemarketers.
Correct. I think it's a good step in the right direction as we continue to battle against unwanted calls all the time at people's homes or on their cell phones. This would focus on live calls. Most of the laws that we've talked about are the kind of robocalls. But what this would do would really require that a live caller tell the person they're calling that they can opt out of the call, that they have the right to say, I don't want this call. And at that point in time, the caller has to cease and terminate the call. The caller needs to inform the recipient that they also have the right to go on the do not call list, they are protected from further calls from this entity. So I think it's a good step in the right direction. The technology keeps moving, unfortunately, and we're going to always probably have to introduce new laws to combat new evolutions of the call industry. But I think this is closes a loophole in terms of trying to focus on the live caller universe and informing the caller that they have a right to opt out.
Do you think this could impact, you know, small businesses, so to say, that rely on trying to get sales from people just to survive in business? Do you think that this could have an impact on small businesses?
I don't see an immense amount of small businesses using these tactics, but again, certainly if it's a call that is of interest to the recipient, they can continue to listen to the pitch that the entity is making. It's just the unwanted calls from usually outside the area or outside the country, incessant calls that tend to really start impacting the quality of life of our residents. So I think this enables them to be informed with the opportunity to say, no, thank you, we don't want to receive this call. And that needs to be respected now by the entity making the call.
You touched on this a little bit earlier, but it's almost like you guys are always playing catch up. How frustrating is that?
It's just the technology ceases to amaze me that they utilize. You know, I've had legislation trying to deal with these spoof calls where the call, the phone number that comes up on your phone looks like a familiar number, might have the prefix of your first three digits, so you might think it's somebody you know. Legislation on that, certainly I think the real solution is the federal government and the FEC making some more universal changes. But I think that we will continually have to look at new legislation because this industry continues to find other ways to get around laws to continue to bother our constituents.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.